Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, October 12, 2012, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer, Alan Ward, reporting. With most of our flying partners now having reached their fifth year anniversary, we have a greater segment of our population included in our reserve rotation. Some local councils are conducting seminars to discuss the transition from reserve to lineholder for those reaching this five-year milestone and refreshing our flying partners who may not have been on reserve for some time. Our MEC Reserve Committee has updated your Reserve Survival Guide, which is now available on our website. We encourage you to download a copy of this guide and carry it with you at all times when flying. In the coming weeks, we will be introducing an interactive web page that will make referencing this information easier. Additionally, our new contracts are at the printer and are anticipated to be available very shortly. Carrying both your Reserve Survival Guide and your new contract provides you valuable tools when faced with legality questions. In just 25 days, millions of Americans will turn out at their local polling locations and participate in the democracy of our great nation by voting in the 2012 election. Despite unprecedented efforts in modern history to put in place obstacles intended to deny people the right to cast a ballot, we will determine the course of our own future. This year, we will elect not only a president, we will also elect one-third of the seats in the U.S. Senate and all 435 seats in the House of Representatives. Elections are about choices and have consequences. It is an important year, to say the least. Today, your Master Executive Council officers encourage you to give your support for the re-election of President Barack Obama. Their endorsement letter is on our website. The vice presidential debate between Vice President Joe Biden and Congressman Paul Ryan were televised late last night. This was the only debate scheduled for the two vice presidential candidates, while there are two more presidential debates scheduled before November 6th, Election Day. The next debate between President Obama and Governor Romney is scheduled for Tuesday, October 16th, and will be a town meeting format and will be geared towards foreign and domestic policies. Viewing these debates also gives us an opportunity to rate the candidates on their consistency and credibility. As you watch, take into consideration where the candidates stand on issues that affect your day-to-day job as a flight attendant. It is important for us to consider which candidate is most likely to support the issues that will affect our flight attendant community based on their history and actions. You can find voter registration information, AFA voting guide, as well as other updated information about the presidential candidates on our Elections 2012 section of our website. This election, California voters have a dangerous proposal, Proposition 32, on their ballot. Big business wants to silence the voice of working people by putting onerous limits on how unions can use voluntary contributions, virtually gutting labor's political power. Proposition 32 would create hidden loopholes for big business, real estate investment trusts, and regulated investment trusts, including hedge funds. This would throw the already skewed campaign finance system even further out of balance. Proposition 32 would prohibit unions from using payroll deduction to collect voluntary funds like Flight PAC from their members. Proponents of the bill are trying to lead voters to believe that workers can be forced to fund a union's political or legislative activities, which is not true. The proposition was written to purposely mislead voters on this issue and silence a union's ability to tell the truth through voluntary contributions from union members. Big business already outspends us over 15-1 in the political arena. This would completely silence the average worker's voice in the political process. If you reside in California, vote no on Proposition 32 and urge your family, friends, and flying partners to do the same. We can't let big business and its corporate-bought politicians silence our collective voice and set the foundation for this type of legislation to spread nationwide. Spread the word. Voting no on 32 is one critical way to fight back against corporations' efforts to make us work harder for less so that they can continue to stuff their own pockets with our sacrifice. They may outspend us and pay to confuse and mislead the public, but they can't outvote us when we mobilize our membership, our friends, and our families to cast informed votes to protect our rights. Vote no on 32. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.